This is a call-out video to the fat boy, Jarrell Miller. Get yourself up here, bring 100 grand with you, me and you'll have a fight in the ring. Winner take all, cash. I put you down 7 times in Lancashire. I'll put you down 10 times in Big Bear, California. You fat prick. Get yourself up here, anytime, any place, anywhere. If you want a spar or you want a bare-knuckle fight, get yourself up here, you fat prick.
What up, y'all? This your boy News, representing Ringside Rave all day. Y'all know what it is with me, man. Today, it's another episode of Late Night News. You know, I'm just chilling around the campfire, chilling with my OG Kush. Y'all know what it is. With me, though, I got a couple of my fellas. They tagged along for the trip.
What up, man? It's your boy Smoke from Free Smoke Boxing. I got that biscotti on deck, smoking strong. Let's get to it.
Yeah, what's up, y'all, man? It's your boy Maul. You know, I'm representing Blues and Boxing, by the way, at Ringside Rave as usual. About to go ahead and crack open this Imperial Stout I copped here down in Orlando. But yeah, man, my first time here on Late Night News, and I can assure y'all it won't be my last, so let's get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So now with Late Night News, y'all know I can't help it. You know, I gotta express myself. And I gotta express the fact that I've seen Tyson Fury claim that he dropped Big Baby 7 times in sparring.
7
Now,
times.
When I read that shit,
7 I'm
like, 7, dude. Not 1. Not 2. How LeBron said, not 3.
Yeah, I was just about to say not that. 4. Yeah.
I was thinking Biggie 10 crack commandments. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. 7 times, dude.
Dog, I was wondering, I was like, is he serious? Because that's a lot of damn time to drop somebody.
Man. That's a lot of time. Damn, that happened? So, like, do we believe it?
When did so, he, did because I heard him say it, but I didn't get much context. Did he mention around the time, like what year it was and shit like that?
Let me give you the story. So, Tyson Fury, he did an interview, and he had said that he needed a sparring partner. It was like, the first person that sprang in my mind was Jarrell Miller. I thought he'd be good sparring for me. Then he said, obviously, I wasn't a world champion at the time. We sparred at a local gym. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I hired him for 2 weeks sparring. I ended up sending him back home after 1 day. I put him down 7 times in the first spar, and I sent him home packing back to the USA. Come on, man. Come on, Tyson.
Here's what I'm going to say. He starts it off with, I'm not going to go into too much detail, then goes into massive detail. He probably dropped him once or twice and sent him home because, I mean, we know how Big Baby is now, and he's a big motherfucker. Right. He's undisciplined, and I'm sure 8 years ago he was way more undisciplined. I mean, like, so when you have dudes in there to spar with you, they're not just there to spar with you. Those are the guys that get up and run with you in the morning. You do mitt work. You do all that kind of stuff. And so maybe it's more than just like, oh, he wasn't on my level. Because Tyson Fury, to my knowledge, don't crack like that. I mean, he's never punched me. But
yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, man, When we talk about Tyson Fury and we talk about, you know, his attributes, power ain't one of them things, man. So that's why, like, when I heard it, I was like, come on now. Come on, son. That's like, right. I was making a come on, son. Like really. And we know Fury now. Now, Fury run his mouth a lot. And I think it's real convenient that this fight was announced. And then he want to bring this information up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate when people do that shit. Right.
Big Baby never even been dropped.
Right.
Before. In the professional ranks, as far as I've seen, and I'm supposed to believe that Tyson Fury and sparring gloves put down Big Baby 7 times.
7. If he would have said like 3 or 4 times, right? If you said 3 or 4, I'd have been like, maybe, but 7. I was like, God, 7? Come on. Now.
I think, but what he's doing, because you know Tyson Fury, for all his faults and whatever, he's actually a very good entertainer. He keeps shit hot. I'm sure that's his way of kind of just shitting on the fight. I mean, because let's be real here, Anthony Joshua should be facing Wilder or Fury, and he's facing Big Baby in his first fight in the United States. I'm not feeling that.
You know, shit, if his ass was concentrating on being less of an entertainer, his ass would have got that W over Wilder, because that's how his ass got dropped the first time, having his damn hands down and shit, trying to be cute. And you know what I'm saying? Even in the 12, trying to play all cute and shit, he would have had Wilder's O in the belt. But that's another story. But yeah, man, I dislike that. My sister and I, we talk about that. Like, when the fight is announced, there's always the people on the side, like, oh, I could have fought him, or blah blah blah. They always trying to shit on one of the participants in the fight. I just hate when people do that, man. Like, right. The fight's announced, the motherfuckers who could have probably had the fight or not getting the fight, they want to come out the woodworks and start talking shit. That shit always bothers me, man. I don't even care if it's my favorite fighter. Even when they do it, this shit agitates me, and this is no different.
It's just that. Again, it's just too unbelievable. Like I said, it's like
to me, I believe it's the shit like Golovkin and the Kovalev sparring shit. Like, wasn't they saying Golovkin was putting the hurts and I don't know if they would be going to far as saying dropping him, but like when I was hearing those sparring stories, I was like, come on now.
They said he dropped him with a body shot.
Right. But I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
Sparring stories, boy, they be having a lot of duck tails to them, dog. This shit take a life of its own.
All right, so let's go around and vote. Ducktails or truth?
Yeah, I'm going with ducktails.
I'm going with ducktails too. Yes, so we have unanimous. That's a lie.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Tyson Fury, you are welcome to come on the next late night news and bring your case, but we're calling it
definitely
a lie.
Willing to hear it.
Straight up, kangaroo. Yeah, we just did our own damn kangaroo court right now, dog. That shit is fine.
All right, y'all. We wrapping up late night news.
Yeah.
Again, it's your boy News with my homie Smoke. Boy Maul.
Yep.
Frank Tyree, Free Smoke Boxing, Bruising Boxing.
Yep.
We here. So thank y'all for the support. We appreciate it. Support everybody. And hey, it is what it is. We out. See y'all next time.
All right. Peace.